William Morrow and Harper Audio present Finding Christmas, a novel by Karen Shaler, performed by Bailey Carr. Chapter 1. Emmy Sanders's one true love was Christmas. Christmas was something she could always count on. It never let her down. It gave her joy and always filled her heart with happiness and hope. At Christmas, Emmy felt like she was the best version of herself. She knew she could thank her parents for that. They had taught her that Christmas wasn't about things, that it was about spending time with the people you loved most, making memories and helping others. Looking back, Emmy could hardly remember the presents she got underneath the tree, because her favorite presents were always all the holiday activities they had done together as a family. Christmas had always been her mom and dad's favorite time of year. So now, for Emmy, celebrating all things Christmas was her way to stay connected to her parents, honoring their memory the best way she knew how. The fact that her friends had nicknamed her Miss Christmas was something she was proud of. Even when they teased her about sometimes going a little over the top with all her decorations and nonstop Christmas activities, she would just cheerfully counter with the fact that you could never have too much Christmas. And when it came to Christmas decorations, there was one in particular that always stole her heart. White, twinkling Christmas lights. She loved them the most. She was prisoner to their magic and charm, the way they glittered and shimmered, drawing her in, casting a dreamlike spell over her, commanding a complete Christmas surrender. It was the kind of surrender that often triggered holiday decorating, shopping, movie watching, and baking binges. It was a good thing that Christmas was the one and only thing she didn't mind surrendering to. One of her favorite holiday activities she was doing right now, walking along the Seattle waterfront on a gorgeous, clear, crisp winter day, admiring all the boats decked out from bow to stern with Christmas decorations. She loved how the sailboats had glittering lights all the way to the top of their masts. Every year, she looked for one of her favorites, a 60-foot sailboat with its mast decorated with green lights to look like a Christmas tree with a big silver star on top. In addition to all the boats, the charming boutique waterfront shops were also beautifully decorated for Christmas, often embracing a nautical theme. They all had Christmas trees out front that were covered with things like stars, shells, starfish, sand dollars, and little boat ornaments. As Emmy made her way to one of the shops, her smile grew. It was a perfect example of how the white twinkle lights were winning. Seascape Floral was in an exquisite Victorian home, painted blue with white gingerbread trim and covered with sparkling white Christmas lights, giving it a fairy tale feel. How could she resist? As she picked up her pace, she wrapped her emerald green scarf a little tighter around her neck to combat the wind that had just kicked up, while cheerfully humming one of her many favorite Christmas songs, Deck the Halls. She didn't feel one bit guilty that this was the third time she'd visited the shop in the last week. She rationalized there was a little over a week left before Christmas, and she knew this was when the store always had some great last-minute sales. She also knew they were getting in fresh wreaths daily, and their stock was always changing, so she didn't want to miss out on anything. Seascape Floral was always her go-to place to get flowers throughout the year, with the owners Jeff and Jamie always designing creative arrangements highlighting local Pacific Northwest flowers, like the area's famous daffodils and tulips. But it was Christmas time that Emmy enjoyed the most, when the shop transformed itself into a winter wonderland, overflowing with fresh-cut Christmas trees and evergreens from the Cascade Mountain Range that were lovingly turned into garlands.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?